Welcome to Griffith Stadium in Washington, for the game between the Boston Red Sox and the Washington Senators. Here are the starting lineups. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Eddie Lake. Batting second. The right fielder, Pete Fox. Batting third. The first baseman, Tony Lupien. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Joe Cronin. Batting fifth. The second baseman, Bobby Doerr. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Tom McBride. Batting seventh. The left fielder, Ford Garrison. Batting eighth. The catcher, Johnny Peacock. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Tex Houston. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Tex Houston. For the Washington Senators. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Ellis Clary. Batting second. The right fielder, George Case. Batting third. The center fielder, Stan Spence. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Bob Johnson. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Mickey Vernon. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Jerry Pretty. Batting seventh. The catcher, Jake Early. Batting eighth. The shortstop, John Sullivan. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Dutch Leonard. Pitching for the Washington Senators, Dutch Leonard. And now, play ball. Eddie Lake is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lake hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Leonard fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Pete Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox hits a fly ball into center field. Spence settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tony Lupien is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lupien hits a pop-up towards third. Clary settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Ellis Clary is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clary hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. George Case is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Case bunts for an out with unknown description. Clary moves to second. One out. Stan Spence is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spence hits a pop-up towards first. Lupien settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Doerr settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Senators nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Joe Cronin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cronin hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sullivan misplays the ball. That's an error on Sullivan. Bobby Doerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doerr hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Tom McBride is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McBride hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Doerr moves to second. Ford Garrison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garrison hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Pretty fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Mickey Vernon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vernon hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Doerr scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jerry Pretty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pretty hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of McBride. Pretty reaches second base with a double. Jake Early is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Early hits a fly ball into center field. McBride settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. John Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan takes first base on ball four. Dutch Leonard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Leonard hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Doerr scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Pretty moves to third. Sullivan moves to second. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning three, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Senators nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Johnny Peacock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peacock hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Pretty scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Tex Houston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Houston hits a pop-up towards third. Clary settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Eddie Lake is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lake is 0 for 1 in the game. Lake hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Pete Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lake is thrown out, attempting to steal, by unknown player in unknown way. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Ellis Clary is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clary is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Clary takes first base on ball 4. George Case is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Case is 0 for 0 in the game. Case hits a pop-up towards short. Lake settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Stan Spence is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spence is 0 for 1 in the game. Spence hits a fly ball into right field. Fox settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0 for 1 in the game. Johnson hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Clary moves to second. Mickey Vernon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vernon is 0 for 1 in the game. Vernon hits a fly ball into right field. Fox settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Senators nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Pete Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0 for 1 in the game. Fox hits a fly ball into left field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tony Lupien is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lupien is 0 for 1 in the game. Lupien hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Joe Cronin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cronin is 0 for 1 in the game. Cronin hits a fly ball into center field. Spence settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bobby Doerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doerr is 0 for 1 in the game. Doerr hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Lupien moves to third. Tom McBride is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McBride is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. McBride hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Jerry Pretty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pretty is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Pretty hits a ball on the ground towards first. Lupien scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Pretty for the out. One out. Jake Early is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Early is 0 for 1 in the game. Early takes first base on ball 4. John Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Sullivan hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lake fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Senators nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Ford Garrison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garrison is 0-for-1 in the game. Garrison hits a pop-up towards short. Sullivan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Johnny Peacock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peacock is 0-for-1 in the game. Peacock hits a ball on the ground towards first. Vernon scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Peacock for the out. Two outs. Tex Hewson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hewson is 0-for-1 in the game. Hewson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Clary fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Dutch Leonard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Leonard is 0-for-1 in the game. Leonard hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Peacock settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ellis Clary is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clary is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Clary hits a pop-up towards short. Lake settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. George Case is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Case is 0-for-1 in the game. Case hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lake scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Senators nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Eddie Lake is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lake is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Lake hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Spence. Lake reaches second base with a double. Pete Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0-for-2 in the game. Fox bunts towards the mound. Leonard juggles the ball. That's an error on Leonard. Lake moves to third. Tony Lupien is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lupien is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Lupien hits a fly ball into center field. Spence settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Cronin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cronin is 0-for-2 in the game. Cronin hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Leonard fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Lake scores. Fox moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 1-0, Red Sox. Bobby Doerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doerr is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Doerr hits a ball on the ground towards third. Clary fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Stan Spence is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spence is 0-for-2 in the game. Spence hits a fly ball into left field. Garrison settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lake scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Mickey Vernon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vernon is 0-for-2 in the game. Vernon hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hewson fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox won, and the Senators nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Tom McBride is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McBride is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. McBride hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Leonard fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Ford Garrison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garrison is 0-for-2 in the game. Garrison hits a ball on the ground towards third. Clary fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Johnny Peacock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peacock is 0-for-2 in the game. Peacock hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Leonard fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Jerry Pretty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pretty is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Pretty hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Jake Early is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Early is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Early bunts for an out with unknown description. Pretty moves to second. One out. George Myatt pinch hits for John Sullivan. George Myatt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Myatt hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Doerr scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Pretty moves to third. Two outs. Gene Moore pinch hits for Dutch Leonard. Gene Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Pretty scores. It's Red Sox, 1, Senators, 1. Sherry Robertson pinch hits for Ellis Clary. Bill Conroy now catching. Sherry Robertson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robertson hits a fly ball into right field. Fox settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Senators 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Sherry Robertson now playing third base. George Myatt now playing shortstop. Owen Sheets now pitching. Tex Hewson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hewson is 0-for-2 in the game. Hewson hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Eddie Lake is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lake is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Lake hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Pete Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0-for-2 in the game. Fox takes first base on ball 4. Lake moves to second. Tony Lupien is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lupien is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Lupien takes first base on ball 4. Lake moves to third. Fox moves to second. Lou Carpenter now pitching. Joe Cronin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cronin is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Cronin hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Fox moves to third. Lupien moves to second. Two outs. Bobby Doerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doerr is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Doerr takes first base on ball 4. Fox scores. Lupien moves to third. Cronin moves to second. It's 2-1, Red Sox. Tom McBride is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McBride is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. McBride hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Senators 1. The Senators will come to bat. George Case is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Case is 0-for-2 in the game. Case hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lake fields the ball and throws it to first. safe. Stan Spence is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Case. The throw from Conroy and he throws it away. That's a stolen base and an error. Stan Spence is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spence is 0 for 3 in the game. Spence hits a fly ball into center field. McBride settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Case scores. That run is unearned. One out. It's Red Sox, 2, Senators, 2. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Johnson hits a fly ball into center field. McBride settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mickey Vernon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vernon is 0 for 3 in the game. Vernon hits a fly ball into center field. McBride settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Senators 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Ford Garrison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garrison is 0 for 3 in the game. Garrison hits a ball on the ground towards third. Robertson juggles the ball. That's an error on Robertson. Bill Conroy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Conroy is hit by the pitch. Garrison moves to second. Tex Hewson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hewson is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Hewson hits a pop-up towards the mound. Carpenter settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Eddie Lake is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lake is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a double. Lake takes first base on ball 4. Garrison moves to third. Conroy moves to second. Pete Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Fox hits a fly ball towards right. Case catches it and throws to home to double up Garrison. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Senators 2. The Senators will come to bat. Jerry Pretty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pretty is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. Pretty hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Jake Early is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Early is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Early bunts for an out with unknown description. Pretty moves to second. One out. George Myatt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Myatt is 0 for 1 in the game. Myatt takes first base on ball 4. Red Marion pinch hits for Lou Carpenter. Red Marion is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marion hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Sherry Robertson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robertson is 0 for 1 in the game. Robertson hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 10, with the score, the Red Sox 2. And the Senators too. The Red Sox will come to bat. Milo Candini now pitching. Tony Lupien is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lupien is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Lupien hits a fly ball into center field. Spence settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Cronin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cronin is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Cronin hits a fly ball into right field. Case settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bobby Doerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doerr is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Doerr hits a ball on the ground towards third. Robertson fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 10, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Senators 2. The Senators will come to bat. George Case is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Case is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Case bunts towards first. Lupien fields the ball and throws to Hewson covering. Safe. Stan Spence is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spence is 0-for-4 in the game. He's got one RBI. Spence bunts for an out with unknown description. Case moves to second. One out. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Johnson hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Case scores. The game is over. The final score, Washington Senators, 3, and Boston Red Sox, 2. Goodbye from Griffith Stadium in Washington.